This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. All preparations are in place for counting of votes tomorrow for the assembly elections in Jharkhand and Maharashtra, along with by-elections in 48 assembly seats in different states and parliamentary constituencies of Wayanad in Kerala and Nander in Maharashtra. Counting will commence at 8 in the morning and results are expected to start coming around noon. Postal ballots will be counted first. Elaborate arrangements have been made by the Election Commission for the smooth conduct of the counting process. In Jharkhand, 81 seats went to polls in the state in two phases on the 13th and the 20th of this month. In Maharashtra, voting was held in a single phase on 288 seats and for the lone by-poll to the Nander parliamentary constituency on the 20th of November. President Draupadi Murmu today emphasized the need to adopt the nation-first approach by all citizens to become a developed country. The president was addressing a gathering after inaugurating the fourth edition of Lok Manthan, a unique cultural exchange event in Hyderabad this morning. President Murmu recalled that efforts have been made for centuries to divide and weaken the Indian society. She listed out the recent measures taken by the government to strengthen the age-old concept of democracy in the country. Four-day-long Lok Manthan serves as a platform for dialogue, reflection and cultural exchange, spotlighting global tales of resilience and perseverance. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's 5 days of whirlwind diplomacy were marked by hectic flurry of bilateral meetings in Nigeria, Brazil and Guyana. Mr. Modi participated in 31 bilateral meetings and informal interactions with global leaders during his three-nation tour. During the visit, Mr. Modi held a bilateral meeting in Nigeria, 10 bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Brazil, and 9 such meetings in Guyana. Amongst the bilateral meetings in Brazil, this was the first meeting of Prime Minister Modi with President of Indonesia, Prabowo Subianto, Prime Minister of Portugal, Luis Montenegro, PM of the UK, Keir Starmer, President of Chile, Gabriel Boric, and President of Argentina, Javier Milei. In Brazil, Mr. Modi also had informal interactions with pull-aside meetings with leaders of Singapore, South Korea, Egypt, US and Spain, and with the heads and executives of various international organizations. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh today met his Japanese counterpart, General Nikatani, on the final day of his three-day visit to Vientiane in Laos. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said he had a very good meeting with General Nikatani and expressed confidence that the partnership between the two countries will play a significant role in ensuring a free, open and rules-based Indo-Pacific region. The Central Board of Secondary Education, or CBSE, has invited online applications from eligible students for the Merit Scholarship Scheme for Single Girl Child. It has invited applications for the CBSE Merit Scholarship Scheme for Single Girl Child who has passed Class 10 in 2024 from CBSE and is studying in Class 11 at CBSE-affiliated schools. In Chhattisgarh, at least 10 mice were killed in an encounter with security forces in Sukma district today. The gunfight broke out after a joint team of Central Reserve Police Force and District Reserve Guard launched a search operation in Konta area of the district on receiving intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoists in the area. During the operation, a gun battle ensued in which 10 Maoists were killed. BJP President JP Nadda has accused the Congress of sensationalizing the situation in Manipur. Mr. Nadda responded to Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge's letter to President Draupadi Murmu in connection with the Manipur violence. In his letter to Mr. Kharge, Mr. Nadda said ill-advised strategies on security and administrative protocol of previous Congress governments in the state and center is one of the major reasons why militant and habitually violent organizations are attempting to destroy the hard-won peace in Manipur. India has expressed disappointment at the shift of focus from adequate climate finance enablement to emphasis only on mitigation at the plenary session of the 29th Conference of the Parties, COP29, at Baku in Azerbaijan. And in cricket, Australia was 67 for 7 in the first innings against India at stumps on day one in the opening test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Perth. Alex Carey and Mitchell Stark were at the crease at stumps. Australia is trailing by 83 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.